And now, the Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast.
Big D and Bubba, they have a show 5 days a week, but they don't get to say everything that's on their mind, so they have an extra one, and that's how we get the podcast, the podcast, the podcast.
Oh, yeah.
Big D and Bubba's podcast, the podcast, the podcast.
Big D and Bubba podcast.
By the way, this... I'm sorry. I forgot to hit my gold.
Did you mean to do that?
Yeah.
Okay. The podcast this week is brought to you by our friends at Match.com. You know, finding your very own special someone just got really easy. All you got to do is go download the Match app, the mobile app for Match.com, and get your matches sent directly to your phone. Also, if you're one of our podcast listeners, you can get 7 days for free by going to Match.com/Bubba. Match.com/Bubba. And check it out right now. Check it out today. Podcast time. Podcast time.
Shereen, the thing that made me think of you, it's that some genius fused the ending of Rogue One to the beginning of A New Hope. So it looks like one continuous, uninterrupted.
Does it look
scene.
Good?
Yeah, it looks great.
It looks like it's perfect.
Looks like it was done. Perfect.
You got to love that. I don't know if you watch. Do you watch Rebels?
No.
And this, I don't want to go into a whole bunch of Star Wars talk right now because I know it's not everybody's thing. But they are doing some really cool stuff. Like in Rogue One, the ship that they fly in Rebels, Ghost, the Ghost is at the battle. You see it in the movie. And you see Chopper, one of the droids, in the hangar. So they're leading up to, like they just did this past week, they did an episode with Obi-Wan Kenobi, old man Obi-Wan, like he's watching over Luke and it's cool. So they're about to tie in. They're going to run the cartoon right into Rogue One, which goes directly into New Hope. It's just cool.
Crap.
What?
Our canary died. Yeah, you did too much Star Wars stuff and it killed it. We have a canary in here that dies. Just to make sure, that we don't talk too much nerd.
My favorite podcast I think ever that we did is we had Brett Michaels in the studio, remember?
Oh,
and Pete Evick, who is his guitarist.
Dude, see if you can get Pete on the phone.
Okay. I can't. It's on my thing. I'm filming on my phone.
Oh, no. We can call him here. I'll give you his number.
Oh, you got it here. Slide it on over.
Do you call Pete or do you call
Brett?
Brett.
Brett won't answer.
He's not nearly as much fun of a nerd here. Call Pete.
Go ahead and get Pete on the phone.
Okay. All
right. let Carson overtake. I got it.
This guy, Bubba's really into.
He's got tattoos, man. Gosh. That's where you know. Like, I'm not committed enough to anything to go and, no sports team, no nothing. I mean, I'm committed, but.
Hello?
Hey, what's up, Pete?
Who's this?
It's Big D and Bubba.
Oh, hey, buddy, what's up?
It's coming from a different number.
Dude, hey, Pete, so listen, we're on the air. We're doing a podcast. I was just telling Bubba that somebody fused the ending of Rogue One to the beginning of A New Hope, and it's seamless. And then all of a sudden I look over, and Bubba is like, he's like a child again.
I'm like giddy right now.
Anyway, have you seen it?
I'm giddy. You just talking to me about this. Can we hang up and we go look at this?
No.
Send me the link, though. Send me the link, and I'll send it to Pete after.
It's pretty good. I mean, listen, I'm no expert, but
Your Highness,
I mean, I can.
The transmission we received.
It just looks like. You want to run the audio?
Yeah, run the audio.
All right.
It won't get flagged or nothing.
I want you to know, Pete, that when Bubba starts talking about Star Wars, you're one of the first people we think of.
Always. Like, Pete and I were talking about Rebels in the Obi-Wan episode. Didn't I tell you it was cool at the very end?
Man, I've watched it over and over and over again. Let me just make sure here. Are you being made fun of here? I'm coming to your
always.
Defense if I need
oh,
to.
Of always. Course. Yes. You know.
Like, I love Star Wars, but I still make fun of Bubba for how much he loves Star Wars. Like, it's that bad.
True or false? Do you have a Star Wars tattoo?
I do. I have a Star Wars tattoo.
And it's not just any old Star Wars tattoo. He has a cool one. Because he's a rock star, he has one. It's the skull, the Mandalorian skull, like Boba Fett.
What does that even mean?
I don't know. I don't know what you said.
There's five of us that get it.
I'll get a tattoo of Boba Fett stabbing you if I need you to. My buddy over there.
That's right. That's my boy.
All right.
Carson, do you want to talk some Star Wars with us?
I can talk Star Wars. Woody Harrelson revealed the name of his character in the Han Solo movie?
No.
Yes. Where are you?
I'm working. That's what I'm doing. Well, I have a job. I don't get to nerd out until later.
One of my jobs. I talked about it.
Who is it?
I feel defeated that this is two pieces of Star Wars info that I'm being delivered that I didn't know about.
Woody Harrelson's playing Haymitch. That's his character's name in the new Star Wars.
No, what? Haymitch. What is wrong with you?
That's a Hunger Games.
Yes, it was.
That was his character.
I was going to say, I know that name. Reading this movie.
The name is Beckett, who is a criminal and a mentor to Han Solo.
Well.
He revealed that on Fallon last night.
Criminal?
Well, now me and Han Solo have something in common. We both look up to Woody Harrelson.
My kids are pumped about the Han Solo movie that's coming. You know why, though? Because Childish Gambino is Lando.
No, they love it. That Han Solo movie is going to be great. Did you see the picture they revealed of that?
Yes.
The cast of them?
Yes. Because we're nerds.
Hey, do I have time to go change the oil in my truck? Oh, no. I'm just asking. I mean, y'all can keep going. I said, no, if I did. Or not.
Do you know that I dated a guy who is such a Star Wars nerd? Our third date was watching Return of the Jedi, and he had a Jedi robe.
That's hot. Okay. Now, was it one that he bought or one that he made?
No. That is not okay.
No,
yeah,
it isn't.
You know what?
That is not third date appropriate.
It was a selling point.
Oh, God.
And he was so impressed that I was reciting the dialogue around with the movie. I think that's why we lasted as long as we did.
Did you see the thing about Mark Hamill released? They were talking about his pants. You know, all the cosplay people that go and they dress up like whatever character, whatever. He released the thing talking about his jeans. He said they were straight up. He said, we didn't have any budget for the original Star Wars. So Luke Skywalker's pants on Tatooine were just Levi's that somebody undid the pockets and they took the pockets and the tag off so nobody would know that they were Levi's, and they bleached them.
I could do that.
You know, in my studio, I have a full blown stand up of Boba Fett, right?
Obviously.
And Brett, when we were recording that last track, Girls on Bars, Brett kept making fun of, you could tell that through this outfit, those pants were just normal pants. So it's funny you say that, because I couldn't get Brett to sing the song, because all he wanted to do was make fun of my Boba Fett stand-up, because he was supposed to be some space villain in just regular khakis.
I must say that that was one of my favorite moments is when you and Brett were in studio, and Brett and I were on, we were on a team, and you and Bubba were on a team, and we just went back and forth.
And we won.
We did win. No. We did win.
Victory is in the eye of the beholder on that one.
Obviously, because myself and Pete feel like we won, and you feel like you guys won.
Yeah.
Hey, real quick. Since you mentioned the Jedi robe story, I can top that in a huge way.
Oh, I already love this. Oh boy,
is your podcast edited?
We're live on Facebook right now.
Family friendly, please.
Yeah, don't make us edit anything.
All right, let me try. Okay, let me try.
You rock stars.
Yes,
we are live on Facebook. We've got a bunch of people watching on Facebook as we're doing this live, and you're starting to make me nervous. What are you going to say?
Oh, it's
going to
be great.
This is what happens when you country guys ask rock and rollers to be on your show. Now you're nervous, right?
Yes.
Right.
Here we go. You interrupted me from my Star Wars cosplay, so now I'm going to get you back.
All right,
so here we go. True story. I had an authentic Boba Fett helmet, right?
Okay.
Like movie worn?
Yes. And
that's so cool.
This is a true story. Maybe Bubba knows this. This is pushing it. I had an authentic Boba Fett helmet, and in one of the books years and years and years, years ago, they started to make you believe that Boba Fett was a woman, that she could have been a woman. Did you know that, Bubba?
I do remember that. Because the Mandalorians, both the men and the women, are strong, and they fight, and the whole thing. It's part of their culture.
So for several years, I used to try to talk my wife into wearing the helmet when we were alone.
I see where this is going.
Wow.
So The answer was always no. Then one year, I had a really good makeup artist come in on Halloween and do me up as Darth Maul. So I was dressed up as a Star Wars character myself. So I had a lot to drink, and we come home, and I say, maybe since I'm dressed up like Star Wars, I have a chance at this tonight.
Yeah.
So I ask her again, would you like to put the helmet on?
Uh-huh.
So the helmet got broken that night.
Oh, my God.
What? You broke the original movie-worn prop?
No. She broke it. No, it wasn't the one worn in the movie. It was a replica of it. But she made it so that I could never ask her such questions again because she was so upset about it.
Yeah, I thought it was like an Eric Church,
wrecking ball.
Wrecking ball moment.
Yeah.
We broke the
helmet. Don't ask me how.
Some rock star you are.
That was not a happy ending.
I'm sorry.
Here's the redemption. My girlfriend now, 15 years later, knows the whole story. She's my best friend, and she knows every dark detail of anything that happened in our life. For my birthday this year, she gives me a new helmet. What does that mean?
I think it means she wants to wear the helmet.
That's what I'm reading into.
Shields are down?
Later. Say it again?
She said shields are down?
Shields are down. That's what I'm thinking, but now I'm afraid to even approach. That's the sign I get from it. But I'm afraid after my past to approach this.
It's a good
quit while you're ahead.
Just test it. Yeah. You say, hey, throw in the words tractor beam.
You quit while you're ahead, and you just kind of wait and see if you show up one night and she's wearing it on her own.
Love is fleeting. Movie memorabilia is forever. Don't risk it.
That's right. Hey, guys. Good story, and you did not expect that, right?
No,
did
not.
That was a good one. Pretty great. Well, right now, I'm in my head making fun of you, and so is Brett, wherever he is. He's heard that story before and was like, I bet they would have worn it if I'd asked.
True.
Wow.
Yeah.
About 2 years into playing with Brett. I've been with Brett. This is my 13th year.
And again, for anybody who's just like fast forwarded in or anything like that, Brett Michaels is who he's talking about.
But 2 years into it, he heard some of these Star Wars stories, so to speak. And he finally went to me. He goes, I wish I would have known this before I hired you.
Great.
But you know what? It doesn't matter because you can Jedi it up on the guitar, man. And that's all that matters, right?
That's very kind of you. Yeah, but guys, I appreciate it.
Don't let Pete pretend that he's not a great guitarist. Pete, why don't you, because Carson, what you don't know about Carson, I don't think you met Carson.
We haven't met. I know.
Yeah, you guys
him.
Are due to come back and hang out because Carson is the biggest hairband fan you've ever heard in your life. She loves her some rock and roll. Who have you played with, Pete?
You know, I've been with Brett for 13 years, so that's been my main thing for a long time. I've done some stuff with Dee Snider before. I've done some stuff with Mark McGrath from Sugar Ray. But really, the world is Brett and my own thing. I've released three of my own albums.
Petey Vick Band?
Before I worked. Yeah, what's called
it? See?
Carson knows.
she knew. You do know your stuff, don't you?
I do.
Why were you not there that day? Would you have been on?
I think that was before.
I wasn't working here yet.
Yeah, Carson just started a year ago, so
yeah,
she's still new.
Well, I mean, you'll be rolling around, so you'll have to swing by.
Yeah,
if we come by and we have this Star Wars war again, whose side are you on though?
Ooh, hey, on side nerd or
totally
not nerd?
Team nerd?
She's on team nerd.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did you not know I have a girl version of a stormtrooper outfit?
She does.
She does.
I heard this story already.
So yeah,
Pete, is there any way that you can three way get Brett on the phone so that I feel some kind of? Can you please get some help for me?
So the team's even up.
Yeah, be careful.
You know what?
Throwing around the words three way.
Under normal circumstances, I certainly could do that. He's on a plane right now, but I could do it if he wasn't.
Oh, so great.
Well, listen, man, it's good talking to you, and hope everyone is well, and come back and see us soon, all right?
We're great, guys. I appreciate the call. What a wonderful day, and Bubba, I got your back.
All right, thank you, man. I need it. I need it around here. Actually, the good thing is now that Carson is here, it's almost even. It's two against two.
Yeah.
I got you. All right. Where's Patrick at? Was he down in there?
I'm here.
Patrick was swiping on Tinder, basically.
Yeah.
you guys, I wish I could spend in your studio. I told you before, I've been all over the world, man. That studio you guys have is the coolest studio in the world. I wish I could hang out there every day.
Well, fun.
Next time you're driving through, man, come see us.
You got it. You guys have a wonderful day.
Thank you, man. Have a good one, Pete.
Good guy, man.
That's such a good dude.
He really is a great guy.
Dude, I can't tell. We text back and forth, I would say, 3-4 times a week. And it's always about Star Wars. It always is. It's cool.
And then we get Shannon, another bud of ours. He's just as nerdy.
Oh, wow.
Maybe
can you imagine
the next level?
Next level, though.
Yeah, that's like a different. That's a whole other thing.
Pete in the same room would be pretty impressive.
Dude, you guys, we did some stuff where we were talking some business, and like Big D and Patrick were all involved in that, and Shannon and I left and went and looked at all the Star Wars stuff he had.
Oh, he's got so much, and it's like things I don't even know what you're talking about. You know what this is? What? This is the prototype of the DXL series they used on
the big and tall store?
Yes. I know what that is. Yeah, he's really into it. I'd love to get Pete, Brett, Shannon and of course all of us in here in the studio and just talk about whatever.
Because you know the conversation is going to be Star Wars.
Yeah, well,
right?
There's
not
so
just
much
Star Wars though, because Shannon's got all the other loves as well.
He's that's right.
Totally into comics and all that stuff. So
they're and they've been, you know, we've all been around the world and done all kinds of stuff and in the industry and outside the industry and in just life and just hearing stories of, you know, from Brett to Shannon to Pete to us, it'd be awesome.
Yeah, you know what's funny though? It's like talking about Pete a minute ago. I was trying to get him to do the name dropping. I was talking to him a couple weeks ago. I sent a text message and I needed a reply on something and he didn't answer. And I was like, I hit him up again. I'm like, hey, you know, are you around? Nothing. So I was like, well, I'm getting ghosted. About 4 hours go by. Yeah, I'm sorry. I had to fill in. I was doing some stuff. I had to fill in for somebody on stage with Kiss.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the kind of stuff he does. I mean, he's
works
with all these bands. Like, he's like friends with all those dudes.
Is he
dudes.
Filling in for Tommy Thayer?
I don't know. Okay. I don't.
Good.
You lost me.
What?
I don't know. Well,
you went to a whole level.
I don't
yes,
how you
I
do
did.
That.
Yes, I did.
How does she do that?
I don't know, man. Then again, I make fun of it and like, I can name like the last 10 British monarchs, and I don't know why I can do that.
You knew all the Supreme Court justices.
I know all the Supreme Court justices.
Give me the monarchs.
Somebody check me on this because I don't even know if I'm right. But
dude, I don't even know how to check that.
So Elizabeth II, her father was King George VI. His brother before him was Edward VIII. Their father, George V. His father, Edward VII. Queen Victoria, William IV. George IV. George III. I'm up to 9. And before George III was George II and first, so that's 11.
Where's George Thurgood?
Did
you know? Why are they not in order? Why are they like 5, 6, 7?
I just I started on this list and it's like a bunch to go through. It starts with Egbert.
No, I meant go to the end of the list. And
Egbert's a real dude. No, that's cool. Did you know? Do you ever watch Vikings on the History Channel?
No, I have not watched it.
Egbert, the guy, I thought that was just a made-up character. Because you know how a lot of times in dramatizations they kind of go and throw a fake person in. That's an Aethelwulf and all that stuff. They're all real people.
Who knew? That's crazy. I've never watched Vikings.
Oh, Vikings is great.
I've heard it's fantastic.
It really is.
No, it's like I was telling you guys that new show, Roanoke Revisited or something, is starting on History. And one of the guys who plays John Smith, who we all kind of know from like Pocahontas and stuff, he reached out to me on Twitter because I was tweeting about it and was like, hey, you want to do an interview? So
wait, he reached out and asked you because you were talking about how you liked the show?
It's not even on yet. And I just was tweeting how excited I was about this show because I'm obsessed with the mystery, like what happened to the Roanoke colony. And he was like, you want an interview? I'm like, all right, so we're supposed to be setting that up. But one of the questions I'm going to ask is like, okay, are you guys really sticking to the facts or is this going to be some kind of dramatization up people?
Well, the Vikings, you know, they've got a couple like Ragnar and his brother aren't really brothers in the show and or in the show they are, but in real life they weren't. So they kind of play
Patrick's
with it a little bit.
Patrick's swiping right.
What?
Is that really what you're doing over there?
No, it's not.
No, he's typing.
It's about to be what I'm doing.
I just changed the plugs in my truck.
Sweet.
Yeah, that's what I did.
Samantha is saying Vikings is awesome in all caps.
T and I can start talking Twin Peaks, and then it's,
oh my gosh,
then it's over.
Yeah.
Sharon Durham wants to know what made us want to do radio. Wow, that's a...
I didn't want to do radio.
Yeah, actually, you did, though. No, you went and applied.
Didn't you start when you were like four?
14.
14.
He did, too.
That's what I'm saying.
But he was a ringer for the softball team. That's the only reason why he even got into radio. Did you know that?
No.
Yeah, that's the only reason he's even in radio is that he has a great bat. That's it. It.
Had a great bat. It's gone now.
He's talentless.
Yeah.
Talentless in radio.
That's how I got in. I was just...
Me too, by the way.
I was just a warm body.
Whatever.
No, I didn't want to do... In fact, I kept telling him, listen...
Yeah, but you went to two different radio stations and applied.
Didn't you kind of like bang on the door like,
yeah,
hey?
Yeah, but here's why. I did it because I just wanted to... It's kind of like... I think it's kind of like chicks who want to date a guy but don't really want to date the guy. They just want to say they could date the guy. Or maybe that's backwards. Maybe that's
no,
just
I know,
a guy.
I know, we know exactly what you're
it's
saying.
It's like a conquest kind of thing.
Yeah.
Let's see if I can get a job there. Oh, look, I got it.
I got it. Nah, I don't really want it. Because for one thing, I was nervous. I wanted to throw up for the first 3 months. Yeah. Every time I would walk in, the smell of just the building made me nauseous because I was so scared. I was always nervous. And I remember going, okay, I'm going to at least do this until I don't feel like I'm going to, you know, throw up when I walk in. And I got to that point. By the time I'd done that, I was already moving up, and now I'm making, like, not great money, but I'm making money, and I'm not having to work at, you know, a fast food place.
Yeah.
Or you're not pulling the carts
really
in and out of
cool
the grocery store.
That's a really cool job to have at that age.
Not where I was.
Like, when I didn't tell, there was only a couple friends who knew I was doing radio.
Hmm.
Because what did you go by on the air?
Sean Says.
No. What was your weird...
My very first original radio name was Sean Says. I had to go on the air, and the guy goes, "You need a radio name." I said, "I don't have one." He goes, "What's your name?" I said, "That's right." He didn't even know. I was like, "Sean." He goes,
"He didn't even know the guy." Like, it's like a random
best story. Yeah.
It's like,
so true.
"What's your name, kid?" That's the way it was for me too. The guy goes, "Hey, man." I go, "Hey." He goes, "You up after me?" Yeah, what's your name? I'm telling you, it's the same story.
That's how crazy radio is, though, because it's like you have people in and out of the building and you don't even know them.
No.
I mean, it's really, you don't talk to somebody until you've seen them at least two or three dozen times. Then you go, okay, they're going to be here for a little bit.
It's like the radio station was a rental car and the next guy had showed up and you don't have the keys. I mean, it was so, like, there was no cohesion. Like,
exactly what it was.
Yes.
That's crazy. But
that's
what's
even weirder about radio stations. Like, a random person will just walk in and you're like, you just assume that's who's going to be on the air next.
Yeah.
Like, because nobody's bothered to tell you.
You ready for the
nerdiest?
Because
nobody ever does.
You ready for the nerdiest of radio air names?
Mm-hmm.
I was at one point, Crouton, like, you know, on the salad.
Yeah.
Crouton, defender of the universe. Dun, dun, dun. I had all these little things and it sounded like there was a superhero on the radio.
God, that's so great.
Oh, mine was worse.
What was you? You had a weird name?
Yeah, mine was worse. Before I started working for you guys, when I was doing Top 40.
Oh, yeah.
My name was Nick Neon. I don't know.
Nick Neon.
It was great, man.
That was a CHR station,
yep.
Right? Yep.
Which is Top 40.
Top 40, yeah.
It was fun. Were you...
being on the radio at night.
On Top 40?
College town.
Oh, yeah. I was 19 years old.
Dude.
Yeah.
Oh, it was great.
You're just slaying it.
Getting the Taco Bell.
Yeah, people would call up. People would call up and you know, can we come hang out? Sure, you can come hang out.
Have we ever told that story, the Taco Bell story?
Yeah, I don't know if you should. I used to do the same thing, so I don't know if you should tell that story. But
Carson, you know about Taco Bell?
I don't.
Go ahead, Bubba.
Let me finish eating this banana. I don't know if I should tell it.
I would, but
that's you. All right,
that's me.
You said you would or wouldn't.
I would not.
Yeah, would not. Yeah, you know what? Let's leave that unsaid. But I'll tell you this:
I think it puts you in a really bad light.
One day,
People used to call up, and they, you know, girl, and if they were girls, they'd be like, "Can we come by?" I'm like, "Heck yeah, you can come by." We'd have people show up at the studio.
Seriously?
Mm-hmm.
Oh my!
And people wonder why.
Yes, I can, because I worked
Carson worked at a rock station. It was probably just as bad.
I worked, and then there was a top 40 next door. Hear him. I would be the girl at night, and they'd be like, hey, you sound hot. Can I come by? Nope. Yeah, I got Mace. I got the cops on standby. And then next door, you got the dude who's like, the girl's, hey, we'll come by. All right. And he props the door open. So it's like women.
The exterior door?
Yeah, women coming in the studio. They're bringing him food. Guy has got the life.
That was it. And that's why radio guys get fat. Because I was in great shape in the beginning.
I wasn't this fat, but food is free.
Yeah.
You know, people bring free food for everything. Everything in this business has to do with free food. And now I go to all these music industry parties and concerts and events, and there's free food and free liquor everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
That's the best and the worst part of this job.
I hate to keep going back to him, but Bret Michaels has the best stories. His stories are so... What?
I
sit there and just
so
go,
much.
I sit there and just go, that really happened. Yeah. And he's kind of like, I don't know. Brett is a, I don't explain. Brett's kind of, I don't think he would mind if I say this. He's kind of flaky. You know, he can be kind of, and I don't mean that in a bad way.
Not
He's that's a bad word. He's very, I guess, ADD. I don't know.
That is the word.
He's bouncing.
You nailed it.
He's like a butterfly, all over the place, but he's super nice, like really nice, and you just kind of
he's easily distracted,
and he'll tell these stories and be like, yeah, and then he goes to something else. I'm like, is that true? It's like, man,
even if it's not, you just believe it because he's so convicted.
Yeah, but chances are it's true.
Chances are it is true
because not only is he, you know, like he's the lead singer of a rock band. But he's also absurdly good looking.
He still has great abs.
Yeah, like when people go like, oh, he's better looking because he got on stage. The deal is like, Bret Michaels is just a good looking dude anyway. So, you know, anything that happens to him, I have no doubt that those stories you're hearing are 100% true.
Yeah, I remember we'd go to lunch with him and like, man, I didn't think it was that big of a deal. Poison hadn't been around for a long time.
Do you know the worst and best thing that could happen is that he shows up in this studio?
Why is it? Oh, because of you? You freak out.
Oh, that's why it was bad with Garth Brooks?
Oh, jeez. Well, we have to do...
Are you serious? If Bret Michaels shows up, you're going to be worse than with Garth Brooks?
It could
like,
go
you realize
way.
Bret's like one of our oldest buddies. Like, yeah. It's very likely
and you know
he's
what?
Just going to
you
show
know what?
Up
he's
for no
not
reason one
one
day.
One of my oldest buddies.
Oh, that's just so weird. You just made it weird.
But he's... Because I'm like, oh, I love your music.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. I probably would just stand in the
By the way, that's
and
exactly what Bubba did the night we met Bret Michaels for the first time.
We walked into this hotel room. It was a hotel room party. And we walk in, and I went, holy crud. I mean, there's Bret Michaels sitting on the back of a sofa that was flipped around, and he's singing Every Rose Has Its Thorn. And I'm like, this is happening. This is awesome. So I go to Patrick. I'm like, hey, because he's, like, in with all the record label people. And I'm like, dude. Do whatever it takes. I just want to shake his hand and say what's up, you know. And he's like, "Okay, I'll work on it. I'll work on it." They're all of a sudden he's like, "Hey, Bret wants you to come talk to him." I'm like, "Okay, cool." So they whisk us into another room, and it's like just me and was it you, Patrick?
Yeah, me and Bubba, and Bubba's wife was there.
Yeah, and we were just and he wouldn't let us leave. Then he just wanted to hang out.
Oh, well, and then he was so cool. He was once we introduced him and Bubba. They were like old friends.
It was cool.
He came by the show like 2 days later.
Yep.
And then it's just like, oh, wow, we're friends with Bret Michaels. Because he kept coming by.
And then he and I went out and had
oysters.
That
was before
oysters.
He was on Nashville Star.
I don't know if he ate oysters, but I had the oysters. And
I remember him calling up because you guys think I should do this TV show? And we were all like, oh, yeah, that sounds great. Nashville Star. In the meantime, I'm like, really, Bret Michaels? Whatever.
It's funny because I was thinking about him yesterday because I was in the pet store. And he's got a whole line of pet. Things like collars.
You feed them
and,
to your dog, don't you?
No. It's
food.
It's
clothing
clothes.
And tags,
and it's like rock dogs. They have like daggers
you have all,
and
you
roses.
Have all of it,
I used to dress my dachshund in them because it was adorable. But yeah.
Okay.
By the way, episode 65 of the podcast is where Bret Michaels and Pete were here. If you'd
and
like to,
it's so check that.
And Scotty, by the way, no, the blindfold story will never be told.
The what?
Oh, wait,
the
what?
Blindfold. Oh, you know what? I'll tell the fun version of it. So we're working.
First off, who's asking that? Who's
Scott? Scott Gunther.
Oh, gotcha.
So he and I are at this club, and you were doing an event for the radio station, and the these girls are like wanting to go home,
mm-hmm.
like come and hang out with us. Mm-hmm. And I was like, nah, I don't want you knowing where I live. So like, you can blindfold us. And I'm not making that up. Now, this is back, this is before I'd even heard of like the date rape drug or anything.
Right,
and I was like, for real? And they were like, yeah, so we blindfolded. So we literally, they rode in the car, and he and I are just laughing because we're driving to my house going, oh my God, there's two girls with blindfolds.
Oh my
gosh. In the car. So we're just rolling, and we go to the house, sure enough, pop the blindfolds off. They're like, okay, well, we hung out a little bit, and then
did they have to get blindfolded again? That's
so
great.
I mean, this is no disrespect to you, but ladies, can we have a little bit more self-esteem?
You know, it's funny because now I have daughters, and I think about that, and I'm like, oh my God. Oh my God. This is God getting back at me for the blindfold story.
So great. Yeah, I imagine that you had being a girl working in rock radio.
Yeah.
Even me just thinking about that, that is an attractive idea. That whole thought is having a girl who's like, you know, it's a good combination. I think rock stations should have nothing but girl.
Yeah,
jocks.
And you know, especially you guys know, I guess I'm a sponge for information when it comes to music. So I knew a lot about rock music, so I could kind of, you know, go toe-to-toe if a guy ever called up and was going to challenge how much I really knew. So I was good on that end. And
Did that ever happen?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
What do you really know about rock music, pretty lady?
It would really be like, if I would say something and like, well, you know, like this album actually was, I'm like, well, let's take it back. And I would school guys about, and I can't even remember specific, but the point was I had to know more than some of these dorks that would call it. Because I don't know what their end game was. Like, do you feel good if you thought you were smarter at rock trivia than me? I don't know.
That's pretty much the end game.
Or was that your way to get me on a date? I don't know what it was. But yeah, and you know, my voice is a little bit deeper, so people would be like, oh, you sound hot. I'm like, all right, well, I'm here in yoga pants and hair that I haven't washed in 4 days. How do I sound now?
Still hot.
Yeah, right.
Still hot.
And
I don't know if you know this, but I have low standards.
Because I'm calling up the girl on the radio station.
Guess what, baby? I'm wearing sweatpants right now.
I'm wearing sweatpants. My hair is up in a bun, too.
So, I mean, it's not too different from, you know, because I've been in country, I've been in rock, I've done Top 40. That was a disaster because you want to talk about music I don't know. Like I called Kanye West Kane for like a month. I called him Kane West because who'd ever heard of Kanye?
That's a dumb name. Yeah.
Your name is stupid.
Yeah,
we're gonna call you Kane.
You're Kane. But no, rock was, I mean, it's it's fun, but when you see some of the shady stuff, like with guys again propping the door open and just women, come on, ladies. Like, it's cool if you want to show up, but don't buy them food, too. I mean, you don't have to be Domino's.
Hey,
it's
don't
cool.
knock it. There was nothing wrong with that.
Let them buy the pizza.
Do not ruin this for all the young radio people out there. And I'll tell you what, that goes both ways. If a lady wants free Taco Bell, they could have gotten it.
I think those days are gone, though, aren't they?
Yeah, most radio stations don't have people there anymore.
Yeah. Especially at night.
I had a guy call up once and he wanted to take me out. And his idea of a perfect first date was for me to use the tickets I was supposed to be giving away. Like, you know, it would be a great first date. Like, you and I go into that concert. And
I was like, I applaud him for a really good angle because he was thinking, you know what? I have a chance to get a date and I get to go to the show.
Really? Could you be cheaper?
That's how you see it? I think
it's pretty
resourceful.
No, I'm with Carson on this one. That one's pretty bad.
Pretty weak. But I could see it working the other way. I could see a girl calling up a radio station and saying to a guy, like, hey, I know you're giving away those Ed Sheeran tickets. Why don't you and I go to that instead? And I could see a guy being like, okay, yeah,
The bad thing is, by the way, that doesn't happen because those people get busted. Just so you know, radio station tickets, you end up sitting with the program director of the radio station and his wife and the other people
they're
at the station.
They're going to know.
They'll all know, you know. I just don't want somebody
there's
going.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Wrong with what?
If I have two tickets, I can take anybody I want.
But if you're supposed to give them away, is what
I'm saying.
Supposed
to
we're talking about giveaway tickets.
No, yeah.
Yeah. Again, yeah, it's so worth it for me to put my job on the line to take you to a concert.
Yeah, I wanted to update you guys on last week on the podcast. I was talking to you about missing Richard Simmons, the podcast.
I almost said it's, Richard Marx.
It's over. It finished, and I did not expect it to end the way it did. In fact, they didn't expect it to end the way it did.
Did they talk to him?
No, they did not.
You just saved me a lot of listening.
And it's... I would still recommend it. It's called Missing. I would still recommend the podcast because they did a really good job producing it. It's not like ours where we're just kind of
loosey-goosey.
Yeah, ours chatting. Is just kind of chat talk. Theirs is it's produced and there's, you know, they go back and have clips of audio and that kind of it's so it's done really well. But basically, if you I can just give you the don't read the book, I'll just tell you. This come down, they said, we know where he is. He's at home. He is not sick. He's happy. He's just
the guy who's ready doing to the podcast. The host was saying that?
Yeah. He goes, from what I've found, according to all the research I've done, including the LAPD, is that he's just
he checked out.
He checked out. He's just done. And it was interesting because he said they were talking about his manager said a lot. He goes, well, how don't these people deserve a goodbye? And he pretty much said, no, they don't. You know, he doesn't owe them anything. He came into their lives, helped them, and that was a time, but it's over.
He's given so much.
And he said, that's kind of the way it is. And kind of alluded to the point where he believes that that whole thing is kind of an act where
the caring and all that. So it was almost like a job.
I don't know. That's an act. But his whole little thing was kind of, you know, that it was, you know, put on. He's not that way.
I think he is. I think that's who he always was.
Do you think maybe it was amplified?
No, like sure when he was in was the amplified. Public. That's like saying that I'm not the person that I am. On the show.
Like whenever he goes when he goes places, he puts on the red, white, and blue shorts instead of the black shorts.
Right. You know.
Yeah.
And
just to be a little more flamboyant.
I'm not, and neither are you. Neither is Bubba. We all are we amp it up. We're like
oh, dude, I get home and I am mellow. It's me and a cat sleeping on my chest.
But at the same time, it is who we really are. It's just a amplified version of who we really are.
Yeah, I guess we all kind of play a little bit of a character.
Yeah. Hmm.
But I don't know. I think over the years, I see us doing less of a character and more
of
us.
But what I'm saying is, when we're in this room, the four of us, we turn it on, whatever
well,
it is.
You have
we
to.
All have, yeah,
you
we
have
all
to.
Have
it's
our,
just like a singer stepping onto a stage.
Right.
You have to perform. You have to deliver what the audience expects. And if
I'm
they want
the
you to be
person.
Entertaining, you know, if you're going to have a conversation with me at my house, there are going to be moments in the conversation where we're not going to say anything. And it's still part of the conversation. You can't do it on the radio because if you do, then these things, they have what's called a silence sensor. You ever hear people say in dead air? If you are quiet, I think some radio stations set it at 4 seconds, some 8, some 10, 15, whatever it is. If you're quiet for long enough,
beep,
phones start getting texted. It's crazy. And then we get in trouble for that. And it's like, you know, so we have to do it. You have to be on all the time.
But, yeah, but you say that, but it's also, that kind of makes it feel that we're like, and then we're not that way. We do let the conversation breathe. We don't, you know what I mean?
I understand that. Mm-hmm. And I'm still saying that I'm not the same person in here that I am when I'm hanging out with my friends at night, you know? It's
no,
closed.
You're sober.
Thank you.
Touché? 1 point,
Mama. Touché.
Maybe I should drink a little bit during the show.
Oh, boy.
I could be funnier. Just saying.
Okay. Well, I mean, you're already funny. I don't know how we're going to make you funnier.
5 whiskeys. Let me tell Carson, how much funnier is Patrick after 5 whiskeys?
There's some funny.
Yeah.
Louder, Patrick.
I was about to say, I know
he
gets louder
for sure.
Patrick, you have no idea.
About as loud as can be.
I have no understanding of my own volume after 4 or 5.
You don't
drinks.
Have an understanding of your own volume with no drink.
You
have
no
how
idea.
Many time, how
you
many times don't. Whenever we have somebody, I'm like, Patrick, back up.
No
back
idea.
Up. You're loud.
I have headphones on to try to keep me in check, and it's still, you have no idea. If
aren't
I'm
you
in a
deaf
bar,
in one ear?
I'm, yeah. But if I'm in a bar,
and I've had four or five drinks, and I have no concept of how loud I am. None at all. You know, yeah. It's great. The best story is when we were backstage at a party for a concert, and I had had a lot of drinks. I had skipped dinner, and they had scotch at the open bar, like good scotch. Mm-hmm. So I had had seven or eight of them.
Seven or eight?
Yeah, sure. Let's pretend it was that many. And there was this girl that Amber, who works in our office, there's this girl that she did not like. And she had told me that she knew that girl and she didn't like her. She had gone to school with her and she was, you know, and I was like, oh, okay, fine. Yeah, and I'd only met her like twice. And she's standing 4 feet away from us. And according to Amber, I leaned over to Amber and whispered in her ear, isn't that girl you didn't like right there?
Yeah. Boy, you are quite the catch. You really are.
Yeah, you really are. There's no secrets with drunk Patrick.
No.
Well, I introduced him to a friend of mine.
Oh,
who,
God. Like introduced.
Well, introduced, she sometimes comes out with me when I'm going to the same party or something.
Are you
going to
be friends with him or are you interested in him kind of thing?
I mean, they're both single. If it was there, it was there. If it's not, it's not. Okay. But my only concern about bringing her to these things and introducing her to Patrick is if they did indeed hit it off, because she is also extremely loud.
Amy?
Amy doesn't realize how loud she is. And all of us friends, like, we'll tell her, like, Amy, shh, like, you'll be at a quiet restaurant, and Amy's just back here telling you about her day. She's just...
It's sweet as can be. I mean, it's not in a shrill way at all. She's just loud.
Just loud. Oh. And then I thought, oh my gosh, if she and Patrick dated...
Yeah, our children would be supersonic. It would be some...
This would be... This first date, however it went... Everybody in the restaurant would know. There would be no covering up what was happening here.
Yeah. Hey, we might make a good team. I might have to look into that. I'm just saying.
Oh, no.
No. No. Look at her. Look at Carson. She looks down at her hands. No.
I mean,
no,
or else I just can never be anywhere around you because I'm going to be that one going, I'm sorry. I know they don't know. I know we try to tell them. I know.
This weekend, Bob and I are pretty excited. We're going to be at the LA County Air Show, and
Los Angeles County Air Show.
They should have me.
What God's name is that?
I'm just saying.
Someone do that?
They should.
That's Bubba's thing.
Here's what happened. I said we're going to be at the LA County Air Show,
and
he says LA County. Air Show. I just said exactly what you tried to say.
Jingles work. How many times are you driving podcast? Around in the car
good
and
point.
You
dot good
com or
good.
Something like that?
I got you.
So, you know.
Anyway, we're going to be out and out there enjoying that. Love it. So if you find yourself hankering for an air show, come out and see us. I was going to the air shows to see real pilots, like legit real. Bob and I are pilots for sure.
But we don't do the stuff they
do. We can take off and land and you're going to be safe. But... these guys are. It's another
they've got everything.
Thing.
They've got everything else down.
And I don't just mean the air. I don't mean like, oh, I can, you know, the air show.
The military pilots that are going to be
those
there.
Those guys and girls are really talented. America, we are blessed with having an abundance of talent in our military, especially in the aviation field, and that goes for engineers and everyone behind the scenes. But boy, you meet these. I'll never forget. One of my in radio in well, just in media, the who's playing? Who's doing it this year? Is it
the Thunderbirds?
Thunderbirds,
yes.
Can't remember. I think it was the Thunderbirds. It might have been the Blue Angel. You know what? One of them. You get a chance to go up and fly with one of those groups once in your career. Like they'll go if they're coming into town, they'll take up a member of the media once, and you can go fly with them. So a friend of ours is getting ready to take that flight. And he said he's in a room, and they're kind of going over some basics on breathing, you know, things to do, things not to do. And they're waiting on his pilot to come in to take him out to the airplane. And he said, man, I'm just sitting there, and all of a sudden, and behind me, I can't see. The door opens up, and the guy goes, oh, well, here's your pilot now. He goes, I turn around, and it looks like Captain America. This guy has mirrored sunglasses, this spiky blonde
out of Top
hair.
Gun.
Yes.
Is he like Iceman?
Yes. He's got blue eyes, and he's got this, like, chiseled jaw and a flight suit with patches on it. And he says, the guy looks at him and goes, "You ready to fly?" And kind of gave him that side weird head thing, you know? "You ready to fly?"
It's a target-rich environment.
He goes, "I thought it was a joke. I thought they were punking me."
Straight out of Central Casting?
Yes. And I was like, ha, ha, ha. And the guy just kind of stared at me. And I went, "Oh, yeah, yeah, I'm ready. Let's go." And then they went flying. And the other great thing about that is you need to Google any of those with the Blue Angels or Thunderbirds when they fly and they have a camera on the media people in the back.
Where they pass out.
Oh, they pass out. And when they come to, they act like they were not passed out. You know? It's like, okay, and here we go. It's going to be 2 Gs, 3 Gs, 4 Gs. Okay, and you're breathing. And you see the guy in the background. He's like this. And then they come out, and then the guy comes back awake, and it's quiet. And the guy, the pilot knows you're because yeah. out. He knows you're.
Well, it's great because you hear some of them actually snore.
They snore.
They go out so fast and so deep, they're snoring instantly.
And they always say the coolest things. "Welcome back." Yes. They don't have to see you. They know you're out.
Oh, that's so
and
cool.
Welcome back. "You ready to fly? You ready to do this? I got to work on this. You ready to go punch holes in the sky?"
Oh, yeah.
Remember the day that I took you out and we touched a cloud?
That was the coolest thing.
You want to touch a cloud today?
Nope. Yeah.
Let's do it. Okay.
Bubba's plane has this canopy that slides. And so we're flying. It was a night or it was...
No, it was in the afternoon.
Okay. And...
it was sunset.
We got right... I know. It was so sweet. It's so romantic. Don't do that anymore.
No,
I don't.
We never get dressed out and just go out. and we flew right. He got us right underneath the cloud and pulled the canopy back. You know, it's you know, noisy. And we stuck our hand up and just drug our hand through the bottom of a cloud as we're flying through the air. It was the coolest thing.
That really is cool.
Yeah.
It's not marshmallows and it's not cotton.
Isn't that cool?
But you could like take off the top of your plane.
Yeah.
Oh, that scares me.
You just slide it back. You don't take the whole thing off. You just slide it.
Yeah. It was pretty cool. I let him have me that night.
God. That is the nastiest thing ever said in this room.
I'm sorry.
I'm done.
Oh, boy.
I'm done.
Sorry. Hey, you know, sometimes comedy can be gross.
Just
ask Amy Schumer.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. What is the difference? I did grab these. I got us a couple more of these, so we're good.
Oh, we're taking some?
So you don't forget them, our Big D and Bubba challenge coins, because you know we're going to be meeting people that are going to be like, "Hey, you got a challenge coin?" They'll do the challenge coin swap, you know?
Yeah, we're only... Was,
come
we
up,
don't
you
have
meet
a
somebody,
whole lot.
They'll shake hands, and all of a sudden, bam, it's like, whoa, okay, well, hold on, let's see if I got one.
So, yeah, we only exchange those with...
Military.
You know, legit, so... Anyway, anything else going on? Patrick's already on his phone reading his disappointment.
Well, once we started talking about planes, he checks out, as he always does.
What? Listen, it was for
maybe you weren't talking loud enough.
I've been listening to this pilot crap for the last 15 years. Trust me. Never.
Patrick went up and flew. I took him and his German bud up a couple weeks ago.
What'd you tell him?
You want to go fly?
I looked at his German guy and I go, no, I can't do that. I'm about to make a World War II joke and it was going to be bad. I don't want to do that.
because I swear somebody said greetings from Germany or something earlier. I know Netherlands is watching on the Facebook stream. So
this is payback.
You should do the show with that voice all the time. Can you? Yeah, how long can you keep that up?
Oh, I can do it all day.
Say I'm Batman.
Yeah, go ahead.
I'm Batman.
See?
Yeah, it's a good
Look
one.
At
yeah,
that.
Yeah, it's great.
Better than Christian Bale.
Let's hear yours, Patrick.
No, I don't have that.
I do like the Carson. Batman Dad. Batman Dad. You ever seen Batman Dad?
No.
Oh, what you guys have online?
Batman
the
Dad?
Batman Dad.
Oh man, that's so
those
great.
Videos are the best. He's a guy. He's a dad, and he's got kids that are, I'm guessing, 4, 5, 6, 3. I don't know. And he takes his phone, and he has a mask. He has a Batman mask. So all you see is the Batman mask in the corner, and then the back is like the kids in the background. And he'll come in there, and he'll. Did you wash your hands before you came out? And he does all these things, and his wife hates it because it's, you know, always inappropriate in the wrong time, and this is the best. Batman Dad.
I'll
you
have
need
to Google him.
Google Batman Dad, yeah. For okay. sure. Yes.
Carson, do you do any Batman voices?
No, I don't do. I wish I could do voices. I can't even do an accent.
You could do a Vicky Vale. Who's that?
Yeah, Vicky Vale. Like, you know, like, he took my film.
What?
Like in the first movie, she's like, oh, he got the film. Like she wakes up the next day and he took the, because she was photographing Batman. Oh, he took the film. That's all I remember from Vicky Vale.
I remember radio used to play Prince.
Bat Dance. Yeah.
And I was thinking, wow, it was pretty risque in the time.
Get the funk up. I never really knew what was going on there.
Yeah, I think he says funk, but okay. I think it's him. Yeah, he couldn't use the word.
Yeah, so censoring himself.
Hey,
yeah.
Patrick, you want to play us out? Grab the guitar.
Oh yeah, you want to play us out?
You haven't done this in a while. Man, Jason Statham wants you to.
Oh, Patrick, he's already. Look at you. Just look at him. Just look at him.
7 pounds gone.
7 pounds down, still the fattest person you know.
Yes.
But she's here right now. Just look at him.
Just look at him.
All right. So there you go. Oh, and I do want to say this, too. I put if you're watching on Facebook, there is a donate button for the boot campaign. We're going to be doing an event with them coming up here in
April 2nd.
Two weeks.
So Tyler.
Yep.
Or 2 weeks.
Be hanging out with Joe Nichols and doing all that. And should be cool. So that's
nice.
It.
Oh, it's a week.
Are we done?
When is that?
It's next weekend.
Oh, that's next weekend. Yeah. Right. Wow.
Yeah.
Quickly got on.
By the way, Patrick, he's over there on his Match.com app. Let's go ahead and mention that you can find your super mega special someone. It's really easy now. All you have to do is be like Patrick and download the mobile app, the Match.com mobile app, to get your matches sent directly to your phone. And remember, if you're one of our podcast viewers or listeners, you can get 7 days for free by going to Match.com/Bubba. And you want to do it today. Again, Match.com, just look for their app in the App Store.
Thank you, and thank you, everyone. Listen, bye, Aaron. Hi, Vanessa. Hi, I can't read your name because it's so far away from here. Thank you for listening, guys. We'll see you next time.
This was the podcast, but now it's over. But that's okay, because you can listen to the regular show
every day
on the radio every day. It was the podcast.
Thank you, Brian.